Blog Talk Radio.
Two and this the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Sunday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is a Sunday. This is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feel like real men and women should also. Today, we got to get into something. We got to talk about a little something. You, I, we. Misuse and abuse of your caring. Misuse and abuse of your caring. How many of y'all been through it? Talk to the God. How many of y'all have been through it? How many of y'all are going through it right now? How many of y'all are out there caring about somebody who or something that does not seem to care about you? How many of y'all are pissed off at yourselves because you care? And how many of y'all have tried to turn your caring off, but you still acted like you could when that person or that thing was around that you did care about? How many of y'all have had to secretly check up on somebody that you pretended to leave alone. Like, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to see. Well, let me just do a little drive-by and make sure, you know, make sure that the house didn't burn down. Make sure that the car's still running. Make sure that they're still working on the job. Make sure that they didn't run out of money. Make sure that they that they ain't out there drinking and drugging themselves to get to death. Make sure that they got a little money in their pocket. Make sure that they ain't hungry today. What y'all know? What you know? I know that y'all know something about what I'm talking about. Because I done seen some of y'all care right in front of me. I done caught you caring. I'm saying that like it's a joke, but it's really not. Caught you caring. Have you ever been caught caring? You ever get caught caring? You said
that you wasn't going to care no more. You said that you was going to leave that situation alone. You said that you washed your hands of the situation. You said that you've done all you can. You said that they was going to have to make it on their own. You said that you can't help nobody that can't help themselves. You said that you were at the end of your rope and it's all over. You said, until they stop drinking, until they stop drugging, until they stop running around with these no good whatever, that you was done.
You said it. You said it. And you meant it. Well, you meant to mean it. You meant to mean it, baby. I said I meant to mean it, baby. Right now, we could be talking about your kids. Plenty of y'all have kids out there that are wayward. They out there wilding. Some of y'all got a son that's out there acting like a little hoodlum, selling drugs, getting into fights, toting the gun. Some of y'all. It might not be y'all right now, but you know there's some, you know somebody who has a son who ain't gonna make it out there. Some of y'all has a son or has a nephew or a friend, a godson or something that you don't think is gonna make it to be 21 because he's going crazy while he's 15, 16, 17, 18. You know how dangerous the age of 19 is for a young black male. He already done been in and out of jail, juvenile detention centers, all that old stuff. Glenn Mills, it's that deep. It's that deep. Some of y'all got people that's going through that. And you want to help. You've tried to help. You have help, but guess what? All your attempts have been unsuccessful because that youth is under the influence of a bunch of people that you can't talk them out of. You know how when these young cats are going through puberty, you know how when they're going through puberty, they can't you know, their hormonal systems are all crazy in an uproar. You know, and when you're dealing with an out of control teen, it's so disheartening because you remember them when they were kids and maybe they were good. Now, I have to recognize, and we have to recognize together, that all of those kids that we say were good kids when they was growing up wasn't all that good. You know, sometimes we remember things in the way that we want to remember them, and that's okay. That's okay sometimes. You know what I mean? But there's going to come a time in our lives where we're going to have to keep it a buck about who they were and what the real plan of attack needs to be in order to get them back right. So what you going to do? What you going to do? Now, you may have said, well, look, ain't nothing – Ain't nothing I can do. Ain't nothing I can do about this kid. Ain't nothing I can do about this. It could be it ain't always a boy. I'm using a boy as an example. But sometimes we have little young girls out there giving away their body, recklessly chasing behind little hoodlums, always in some little bad boy face, standing on corners with the hustlers. I see it every day. Come out and hang with the hustlers. Like it's sweet. Bringing your kids out there on the corner to hang out with drug dealers all day, doing nothing but dealing drugs, smoking weed, eating chicken wings from the Chinese spot, you know, that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff. So how do we turn it around? How do we turn it around? How do we get it back right? How do we get to a place where we can get our caring under control? Because it's really tough when you care about something or someone that doesn't seem to care about themselves. You know how they say ignorance is bliss? And the reason that they say that ignorance is bliss is because when you're ignorant, you don't know. That's what being ignorant means. It means that you don't know. And a lot of times when you don't know something, you don't understand the risks that are involved with it. You don't understand the gravity of the situation that's associated with it. You don't know the danger that's involved with it. You don't know. So you move like there's nothing wrong. All the while, almost putting yourself directly in the crosshairs of danger. And when you see somebody doing that, see, you already been young. You done already been through it. You done already seen it. And you see them going through it, and they telling you, nah, everything is cool. I got this, old head. I got this, old head. I mean, I appreciate you, you know, trying to look out, but I got this. And you like, you ain't got nothing, fool. And they don't. They don't have it. They don't got this. They out there playing themselves every day, running from the law, running from the reaper. And here you are caring about it. Here you are caring about it. You ain't supposed to care. Sometimes it's not even your child. They don't want your care. They snubbing you in the face. Tell me I'm lying. They are. They looking at you sideways, turning their lip up at you like, you know, that means you don't know. Well, I mean, they don't believe you. That's what it means. That means they don't believe you. Oh. So yeah, it's a tough situation, man. It is. It's a tough situation. Misuse and abuse of your caring. Some people come under a lot of fire because they care about their exes. Oh, here we go. You ain't supposed to care about your ex. You ain't supposed to have contact with your ex. You ain't supposed to have no love left for your ex. You ain't supposed to be involved in any type of way with your ex. Sometimes you have children with your ex, though. And people are so, so callous, mean with their compassion and understanding. They say, man, yeah, you got kids with him, or you got kids with her, but I mean, that's on them. All you got to care about is your kids. Sounds good. My personal feelings is that if you laid down with somebody and had kids with them, there's something there. It doesn't mean that they can always come back to you and get back with you. It doesn't mean that you can always go back to them and get back with them. But it does mean that you have an internal connection, even if something should tragically happen to the child. You know what they say? You never forget your first baby mom. I found it to be true. I remember mine. Why? Somebody going to start hating and be like, I thought you only had one biological. So what? I said you never forget your first baby mama. Sheesh. Anyway, misuse and abuse of your caring. How many of y'all have been demonized, teased, ridiculed because of your caring? Yo, man, you ridiculous. Like, you give things way too much of your time and energy. You give energy to all the wrong things. You got to stop letting people play you. You got to stop letting people use you. You got to stop letting people put you in situations that you don't want to be in. At least you say you don't want to be in them, but every time I turn around, you in one of those situations again. What's good? Well, everybody can't turn off their caring. Everybody can't just leave a situation without feeling like they abandoned the situation. You know how it is when you have a little bit left in the tank, but you've been taken out of the game early. You know, it's sort of like when you was playing dodgeball. You know how you was playing dodgeball and you was winning. Everybody was getting put out. You know what I mean? And you was dodging the ball. And then you got put out of the game on a controversial call. You know, like, they say that the ball hit you, but you like, no, it hit my sleeve. It didn't hit me. If it hit your sleeve, then it hit you. Well, I mean, run the tape back. Ain't no tape. Come on, man. This dodgeball. You got hit. No, I didn't. It didn't even move me. Why do you think they took dodgeball out of school? It was a lot of controversy. Favoritism. Fabrication, lying, fights. I wasn't out. If I was out, give me a fair one then. Or you hit me too hard with the ball. I know y'all, this can't sound unfamiliar to all of y'all. Robbie Mink says, not me. When I'm done, I'm done. When I'm done, I am done. And I don't have a problem with it. Well, I imagine it's situational. You know, you might, I don't know exactly who you're talking about or what you're talking about. You might be talking about your ex. Okay. If that's the way you've been with your exes, okay. But have you been like that with everybody else that you have had to cut off? Everybody has somebody in their history that they feel like or really wanted to just leave alone for good, and they didn't. It could be your kids. Some people have kids that have abused them, physically abused them, and definitely mentally and emotionally abused them, or at least try. But how do you stop messing with your kids all the way? You might try. You might give yourself a good break. I know people who haven't communicated with their children and children who haven't communicated with their parents for years, years and years, especially if it's the father, especially if it's the father. But it doesn't mean that you don't care. And when you do care on a high level, why does it seem like people seem to take unfair advantage of you? Why does it seem like people try to play you on that side of things? Barbara Hill, Bobby C. Say says, I never forgot your first baby dad. P.I.P. Ike. Violence with people aiming for faces. Dodgeball. Word. Dodgeball. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about all of this. Listen, I mean, violence over dodgeball never happened around my way. If you was out, you was out. Can't understand it. But I know of some situations around other people's way. Oh, okay, yeah, that was okay. You never forgot your first baby dad. I understand that.
Yeah.
And definitely PIP, RIP, SIP. That's a tough thing. And you know what? You know, I don't want to get stuck on this for any length of time, but it's tough when maybe an ex of yours let's just say an ex, because even if it's your the mother or father of your child, you know, it's still your ex, whether you had kids with them or not. When they die, and you're with somebody who don't want you to ever mention or have ever been in love before. You know, some people are so insecure, jealous, and possessive that they don't want you to have ever had a history beyond them. And as far as I'm concerned, that's a form of caring, misuse, and abuse. Because they are abusing your compassion. So, let's say your baby mom or your baby dad or your ex that you were close with, or maybe not, it doesn't matter. They were your ex and you were intimate with them and, you know, y'all had feelings for each other and they pass away. You get news of their passing and it makes you sad. And your current is looking at you like, what, you were still messing with him? And you're like, no. You still have feelings for her? Like, you want to be like, nah, I ain't still, like, okay, yeah, I can still have feelings for her, but, I mean, we wasn't messing around. We wasn't active or nothing like that, but dang. I mean, I know people who have cried for squirrels that they mistakenly ran over in the street. You mean to tell me somebody I used to sleep with and tell I love them? You know what I mean? I can't shed a tear for them. I can't feel bad for them, their family, their friends, their kids. Some people put you in that position, though. Some people, and they real with it. They're not playing. Crying over that nigga. You know, they're going to be like, well, you said that you said that the relationship wasn't good. You said that you was glad that y'all ended. You said, like, oh, God, whatever. Robbie Mink says, volleyball was my game, not dodgeball. Well, dodgeball is not a sport. It's a game around the way. It's not. It's a kid's game. Grown-ups don't play dodgeball. They do play volleyball. But dodgeball, you know, it's not a sport. It was a game that you learned in school, that you played in school or around the way. It was strictly for fun. There are no real winners in dodgeball. I never heard of a dodgeball king. You know what I'm saying? Barbara Hill CC says, to be clear, my first baby dad is unforgettable. Unforgettable because he was physically abusive. We went to his funeral, including my husband at the time. Not speaking of my ex-husband, who I also had kids with, right? She also says, Barbara Hill also says, Catholic school kids were thought to be delicate, so they stopped dodgeball. Although many of us walk back home, passing by the PJs where we would be doused with buckets of water or hit with rotten eggs. All that for going to Catholic school? Forget you and your uniform. You want to wear this little patterned skirt? All right. Little boys coming home. Yeah, I mean, with his little tie and his little vest. His little V-neck wilt wool sweater. Saint this, saint that. Take this. Take that. I don't know. All the kids who went to Catholic school around my way, we never thought they were soft. Our parents were soft for being able to send us to Catholic school. I went 2 years, not Catholic school. I went to Episcopal school, same thing. Priest, all that old mass, and all that old stuff. But, yeah, I was bad. I was bad. I would like to say I was mischievous, but I was bad. My parents was like, we're going to save that money. But anyway, misuse and abuse of your caring. Yeah, when you're dealing with somebody that doesn't want you to care about anything or anyone except for them and their causes, that's misuse. That's abuse. Because eventually, when you're dealing with a person who is selfish and egotistical on that level, eventually they're going to try to manipulate you into only caring and doing for them. And at times when you probably should leave them alone, at times and in places where you should probably leave them behind. Manipulation of your caring. And that could be an even tougher situation because you actually do care about them too. You have enough love and enough caring to spread the ball around, and they're trying to make sure that you only give it to them. People love people who care now, don't they? Yes, they do. They do. Predatory people love people who are caring. They love people who are loving. They love them, adore them, because they can jump and pounce on them all day. Let me give a shout out to my people. What's going on, Stacey White? Thanks for coming on through. And Carol Chamber, let me friend me favorita too. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. And Robin Mink, my big sis, doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And Barbara Hill, C. Say, what's going on? What you say? I hope you're feeling good today. Thanks for coming on through, y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show, and we're talking about the misuse and abuse of your caring. The misuse and abuse of your caring. I know what it's like to be mad at myself for caring about something that I ain't have no business caring about. And it be like that sometimes. Like, I really don't want to care about this, but I do. So, it's sort of like when you break up with somebody and I don't know what's going on with people where they think that just because you just broke up, the breakup is fresh. It's fresh. If it was a contract, the ink wouldn't even be dry on the paper yet. But they expect you to automatically turn off your feelings for them. Well, it's unrealistic. Unless you were already headed towards that when y'all broke up. And I still think it's unrealistic. Unless you never cared for them in the first place. And there are cases where you never cared for somebody that you used to lay up with. I've seen it, or I've seen what looks like it. I've definitely seen what looks like it, you know? So you're supposed to automatically and instantly turn off the way that you feel for somebody. Turn off the way that you feel about somebody. I don't know. See, part of the problem with this whole caring thing is that it doesn't stop at the caring level. It goes into the actions. Like, caring, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all think that caring for somebody is a verb or a noun? You know, we've had this debate about love. Like, is, you know, some people say that love is a noun. I say it's a noun. A lot of people say it's a verb. Say that it's a verb. There's no love without action. So what about caring? Because love is sort of like caring, but you can care about somebody without loving them. I don't know if you can love, I don't know if you can love somebody and not care about them. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it works that way, but I know that you can care for somebody that you don't love. I mean, because you can care about something that you just were introduced to. Have you ever seen somebody get beat up or killed in, on the streets? You don't know that person. Doesn't mean you don't care. Certainly doesn't mean that you don't care. It may mean exactly the opposite. Some people don't go out or stay away from large crowds, not necessarily because they fear violence, but I mean, not necessarily because they fear violence against themselves, but they may fear violence against someone else. Thank you all for liking, caring, subscribing, sharing. Appreciate it. Mucho. Barbara Hill CC says, they have kickball and dodgeball leagues in the rec centers. They gentrified. Those clear folks have them as adults. Okay. Shoot, it was the clear folks that got rid of dodgeball in the first place. You know, it wasn't none of our people getting rid of no dodgeball. First of all, the ball that we used to use for dodgeball can't be used for anything else. You know, that ball, that round, that big round rubber ball that you got at Woolworths or some other five and dime. What kind of ball was that? It wasn't a basketball. It wasn't a volleyball. It wasn't a soccer ball. It was only used for playing. It was a play ball. It was only used for playing. Not made for any sport. Barbara Hill C says, I got mine from Party Pride in the Big Ben. There's a store called Party Pride? Who knew? But yeah, misuse and abuse of your caring. Sitting around here mad at yourself because you're caring about somebody who don't care about you, or at least that's how they make you feel. That's how they've made you feel. That's how it felt. You're trying to liberate yourself from your caring nature. And can't forget about when you've had to pretend like you didn't care about something. Yeah, we're going to spin the block on that. Having to pretend like you don't care, like, I don't care. I wonder how such and such is doing. I haven't talked to them since we had that falling out. I wonder how such and such is doing. Ever since they did me dirty like that, I haven't talked to them. We're not on speaking terms. Just because you're not on speaking terms with someone, just because you're really angry with somebody, doesn't mean that you don't care about them. It may mean you can care without directly interacting with somebody, just like you can love somebody without directly interacting with somebody. You can love somebody without liking them. Plenty of us have pulled that off, especially when it comes to family members. Yeah, I love my uncle, but I don't want to have nothing to do with him. He stole my shrimp shaped earrings back in the 80s. Yeah, all right, so what? You can call me petty. You know what I mean? I paid good money. I was working at Roy Rogers back in 1988. And I had just bought me a pair of EKs. Or maybe it was Mega Designs. I can't remember. Anyway, I bought me a pair of glasses, a pair of shades, and a pair of shrimp earrings. They was the big ones, and they had my name in them. And my uncle, he was on that shit. I had a padlock on my door to keep him from stealing them. He went on the roof and went in my window on my roof, stole my earrings, and had the nerve to close the window back. And no, I haven't spoke to him since 1988, but I wonder how he doing. I heard he had got clean. But I heard that sugar is really taking him up. Yeah. Yeah, you can care about somebody. That safe. Oh, pantry prep. Oh, it says pantry. Oh, my bad. That says pantry prep. For people who not from Philly, that was a supermarket back in the day. Oh, y'all don't know what a supermarket is. A grocery store back in the day. Pantry prep. Penn Fruit. Pantry prep. That's when food was real. That's my bad. I'm talking about some party pride. Look, all I see is the P, the R, and the Y. Oh, no, yeah, party. Pantry pride. Pantry pride was gone by the 80s. So we taking it back. We taking it back to the back to the... And they did have a big bin that had balls and, okay. Yeah, I guess that's where you would get it. Good looking out. But yeah. Yeah. Mad at yourself for caring about somebody. But yo, wait, hold on. Y'all didn't answer this. Do y'all consider caring about somebody to be a noun or a verb? That's what I need to know. Is it a noun or a verb? Can you care and just care? Is caring a feeling, an idea, or do you have to go out and prove you care? Some people say, yeah, I understand if you love me. Loving me is fine, but do you care? Because if you care, you'll go out and do something for me. If you care, you'll help me out. If you care, you'll put me in a position to win. If you care, you'll make sure that I don't put myself in any danger. If you care, you will warn me about predators, and monsters, and bad animals. Dangers. If you care, you may love me, but give me way too much rope out there. Misuse and abuse of your caring. I wish I didn't care. I do care about you. I do care about such and such, but I wish that I didn't. Look at Barbara Hill C. Say trying to be trying to write ebonically, talking about some that say Pantry Pride. Don't you mean that says Pantry Pride? Isn't that what you mean? That's, didn't that fancy Catholic school that you went to, didn't it? You know, they were big on grammar, you know, spelling words. I'm just saying. Your mama paid all that money to send you to that school, and that's what we get. That say Pantry Pride. I can't help noticing that there's no period at the end of that those sentences. Voice to text much? Voice to text much? Yeah. Okay. Stop messing with you. I'm only saying that because I care. I don't want you running around on the internet looking crazy, having people give you the side eye. I care. It's funny. Because I'm one of those people who has been accused of not caring about a lot of things that people wanted me to care about. I'm one of those people who have given off the veneer of not caring. And I think that there are some things that I legitimately didn't care about. And there were some things that I had to discontinue caring about for a minute. I had to turn the caring off for a minute. Yeah, I had to turn my care meter down. Or I had to disable it for a minute. Disable the caring for a minute. Like, this person is not deserving of my caring. And I'm one of those people who have been very conscious of that. Like, oh, what I'm not going to do is waste my time, give my heart, and allow myself to be misused and abused. At least that's what I said. How I felt, that's between me and God. Barbara Hill, she said, talking about some the use of punctuation makes me feel confined. Then why did you capitalize the first letter of that sentence? Isn't that confinement? Isn't it? I think so. I think you need to rebel a little bit more. Rebel a little bit more ferociously. I'm just saying. He says, I'm out of here. I'm just saying, you know. It don't matter if you stay or go. I'm still going to care. I care. I mean, Tony is not the only one who cares. I care. They're not the only ones. Misuse and abuse of your caring. What is the most gross misuse or abuse of caring that you can think of? Emily done laughed in the house and said it. Emily, she done emerged from the shadows. By the way, Em, I don't know if you know, but I can see you in the background. All of y'all hiding in the background. I'm not going to call out everybody's names, but they have added this feature where even, just like on Facebook, you think you're in the background, I can see everybody who's watching. Yeah, y'all ain't safe no more. But don't worry. It's just between me and you. I ain't going to shout y'all out. Y'all stay right there in the background chilling. A supporter is a supporter. But I just thought I'd let you know. By the way, I'm lying. But I know I had you tight for a hot second. I'm lying. I can't see them. Now y'all like, is he lying or is he tough? Who knows? But anyway. Yeah. What is the most gross or what is the most outright example of misuse or abuse of somebody's caring nature that you can think of, whether it's been public or whether it's been somewhere or with someone that you know privately or whatever? Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. Let me see. See, I watch the ID channel a lot. So I see a lot of examples of people being betrayed. You know, people being murdered for insurance money and stuff like that. But I'm trying to think of an example that y'all could all, that y'all might be familiar with that we could use as an example, or that we could use to illustrate what use, what misuse and abuse of somebody's caring nature might look like. Years ago, we might have said that Whitney Houston seems to care so much more about Bobby Brown than Bobby Brown does about Whitney Houston. But either way you cut that, that's definitely not the worst example or the most gross example that I can think of, or that we, you, or that you could probably think of. Let me see. Unfortunately, it would probably be a situation where there was physical abuse. Because I know all of us know somebody who has been in a very physically abusive relationship. And no matter how bad the beatings were, no matter how bad the humiliation was, no matter how bad the mistreatment was, the victim always showed love, always seemed to care, always let him come back in, always spun the block and tried hard to make it. You know, so in a marriage, especially in a marriage where, you know, you're trying to keep your family together. Shout out to everybody who has said or meant and or meant that they were staying together for the kids. They didn't want the, they wanted their kids to grow up in a two-parent family. You know, people who have grown up in a single-parent household, some, it has really had a negative effect on some people. And they would bend over backwards or kill to make sure that their children didn't have to experience that. You were created, you were conceived by two parents, and I want you to have that throughout your life. So whatever I have to do, I'll endure this abuse. I'll endure this mistreatment. I'll endure this lack of love. I'll do it. So you won't have to feel the pain that I felt as a child or feel lost like I felt when I was young. Well, it was a different time when we were younger. Barbara Hill Cissé says, when I allow a relative to move in and they crap on your belongings, time and money. Oof. You know, that's a good one. That's a good one. Because you might let a relative live, if you own property, you let them move into one of your properties, one of your rental properties, whether it's a room, apartment, or house, and then they totally trash the house. You have to totally rehab the house when they leave. Like, forget about security. More than likely, you let them move in without a security payment anyway. No, I'm going to take care of this place, you know, and I'm going to make sure that I pay you every month. You know what I mean? I really appreciate you doing this for me. I really, 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 really do. And then you quickly realize that no good deed goes unpunished. You let them move in there without a rent payment, definitely without a security payment. And even if you collected both from them up front, what it cost you to put the place back together far outweighed whatever they paid. And they stopped paying like the first or second month that they lived in there, talking about, well, you need to fix this and you need to fix that. But when you moved in there, when they moved in there, they begged for you to let them stay in there. They begged. You told them, well, no, I still got to get this place fixed up. There's this wrong and that wrong. Oh, no, we'll take care of that. You don't even have to do that. You know, we need a place to stay right now. And, you know, if you let us do this, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of this, blah, 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 blah. 3 months later, 90 days later, here they come. Here they come. Well, you know, you like, well, you know, I'm here to collect the rent. And you missed the rent last month. Well, I got some money for you, but the roof leaking. The roof was leaking when you moved in. You said you was going to get that fixed. Well, the tub is leaking too. The tub was leaking when you moved in. You said you was going to get that fixed. You told me not to worry about it. Well, there's a hole in the wall right above my headboard. That hole wasn't there before. It is now. And I think it should be fixed. You might have to evict your peoples. Y'all might be on the outs after that, not on speaking terms anymore. A year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, they come back to you. I know what happened with us before, and I know that I owe you money, but, you know, I just had another baby, and not only that, when they moved out of your place, when you evicted them, they messed the place up even more. Just trashed everything. Not to mention all of the mice and roaches that you had to exterminate. So they moved out in a mean way. They were just mean. Vandalized your property. And now here they are right back in your face. And guess what? Stupid behind might even let them move. All right, you know what? If it wasn't for that last baby, like, all right. She was on drugs. She was on drugs when I rented to her the first time, or him. I see that they didn't, you know, he or she done got clean. That's good. Got her kids back, DHS, CPS, DICES, whatever they call it in your neck of the woods. They took the kids, and now she fought to get her kids back. She got her kids back from foster care. All right, take a shot on them again. Now you're about to find out how sober relatives, how sober friends, how sober associates still can still straight poop on you. Y'all notice I'm not cursing? How about this? YouTube say, you can't be cursing a lot or we gonna take away the money. We're going to take away the money. Robert Hill CC says, it's worse when you tell them to save their money so they can move and they run up your utilities and wreck the joint. And when they're moving out, like you did them harm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much everything I was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sounds like you've been through this before. Yeah, it's It'll have you doing an audit on your caring nature. It's time I did an audit. I'm about to itemize my caring. Nope, can't care about this, can't care about that. You try to rid your mind and your heart of all caring. Here you are just chilling, about to watch your favorite TV program. And what happens? The ASPCA comes on here with sick horses, pigs, dogs, cats, ferrets, giraffes, monkeys, lions, with Angel playing in the background by Sarah McLachlan. In the eyes of an angel. You're like, why am I writing a check? Why am I giving out my debit card number? In the arms of an angel. Spend all your time giving. I can't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hold on, y'all. Hold on. There you go. Okay, here we go. Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that would make it okay, there's always one reason to feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories cease from my veins. Write the check. Yeah. Angel by Sarah McLachlan. You're like, why they do that pig like that? Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. You know what I'm talking about, that ASPCA commercial. You know what I'm talking about. It's long. It's as long as the song is. You're like, why am I crying? I don't even like cats and dogs. Why? What am I doing? What's going on here? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Robert Hill CC says, saw a relative I loaned money to 2 years ago for the first time 2 weeks ago. In that time, she left and went back to her husband who borrowed from me. Wow. I gave them hugs and pulled off in my new
money pit?
Oh. Car, yeah. Yeah. If only I could not care so much. I want to turn off. Listen, I want a care adjustment. I want to put my care back. I need to put my care back. It's tough, though. It really is. Come on, Bob. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, why am I crying? Spend all your time giving. I mean, wait. Wait, hold on. Here's my favorite line. So tired of the straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back, and the storm keeps on twisting. You keep on building the lie that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no difference. Crystal! Come, cat. Bang! Ven a mi gata. Ven a mi gata, por favor. Okay. So, yeah. It's tough. It's tough. When people know that you care, they tend to try to victimize you. And another thing, you know what? It seems like they don't victimize people who care if you're broke. Your care is, your caring nature is normally victimized because of your bank account. Your financial status has a lot to do with your caring victimization. Broke carers don't get victimized as much. They might get victimized in terms of their physical health. Like, yo, I need you to do this for me. I need you to run me over here. I need you to drive me here. You know what I mean? But when people think you have a couple of dollars and they know that you care, oh, what? Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. To see it. I can't. Misuse and abuse of your caring. Misuse and abuse of your caring. You know, you told such and such that they got to get a job. So they went and got a job. Went and got a job with no way to get to the job. So you got a job out in the county, but you don't have no way to get out in the county. And you took a job that was second shift. So you out there in the county you don't get off until the buses stop running. So you don't have no way to get home. You barely have a way to get there, but you definitely don't have no way to get home when the buses stop running. And you can't afford to be Ubering back and forth. So how are you going to get home from work? And they'll tell you some old crazy craziness like, well, I was thinking maybe when I get off, because I don't get off till 12 o'clock. And the buses stop running at 11:30. So what I was going to do, no, let's say the buses stop running at midnight and I don't get off until 12:30 because I work from 4 to 12:30. So what I was going to do is I'll just wait until the morning when the buses start running again at about 6. And you looking at them like, because guess who's getting up out of their sleep or delaying going to bed until they come and pick you up? The dummy. Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that'll make it okay. Will be my theme song for the day, baby.
That's my theme music for spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that'll make it okay. There's always one reason. Yeah, you the one. Yeah, so you want to go pick them up at 12 o'clock. And guess what happens? You go pick them up at 12 o'clock and they're not even ready. They're not out of the building yet. So they... You're not getting back in that bed. You're not getting to bed till about 1:30. Let's just say that. You riding them home. They talking about something. I didn't eat nothing all night. I know it's a lot, but can we stop at Wawa? Wawa is a popular convenience store. It's sort of like a, I wouldn't even say it's a convenience store. I would say it's a specialty store. They serve cold and hot food. And they sell everything that a convenience store sells. Can we stop at Wawa?
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance.
Yo. Yeah. I'm so glad that this show is about to end. I'm starting to get mad. I'm getting mad. I don't know about it. Misuse and abuse of your caring. Let me go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. Spend all your time waiting for that second. Yo, look. Look, y'all. We got some birthday shout-outs. Some people were born on this glorious. September 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. The R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Nikita White, happy birthday to you. And also Brian Carter, my man, Brian Carter, Bomb Harder. He's actually a go-getter right here. You know, he comes through, but he changes his name every now and then, you know what I mean? But that's my man Brian Carter, happy birthday to you. And also, okay, let me get this right. Okay. Jijana, Sonny Boy, Gabriel Davis. Wow. Happy birthday to you. And Lakeisha Johnson, turning 46 years old today. And Clara eBay, turning 37 years old today. And Denise Megan, well, actually it's Mian. Happy birthday to you. And Tashwana Solomon, turning 50 years old today. And Wes Knox Sasha, turning 42 years old today. And Alfred Duckworth, my man, man, that's not his age. He's talking about some 23 years old today. More like double that. And Christina Serrano, turning 42 years old today. And my girl, go get a Pamela K. Oates. Say to you, Miss Pam. And Sardik Aiken, turning 28 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to, wait a minute. You know what? Even though she's been gone since 2005, I'm going to give a posthumous happy birthday shout out to my next door neighbor that I grew up with, Shari Haskins. I saw that my sister had posted a
happy heavenly birthday shout out to her. And I didn't forget about her birthday. I always think about her on the 18th of September because that was my people's. That was my people's. And you know, when we used to do shows, like back in the early 2000s, like 2003, 2004, maybe as late as 2005 before she passed, Shari used to come through, do a little spoken word poetry. She used to, you know, but she was a show. She was good people. So happy heavenly birthday to you, Shari. See you when we all get there. I want to give a shout out to, I hope that today finds y'all all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen, man, you don't have to beat yourself up for caring. You know, you don't have to beat yourself up for caring. You were wired that way. You were built that way. You were born that way, and you're that way for a reason. I would rather be a person that cares for something, I don't want to say irresponsibly, but I'll say I would rather be a person that cares for something unwittingly rather than to consciously not care about something. You know, there comes a time when we have to mitigate our feelings for somebody and something, but that's okay. That's life. You don't have to dedicate your life to anyone or anything if you don't want to. But if you make that choice, you make that choice. Listen, the heart rules over all of those prideful feelings that you have. The heart tells you what to do. The heart steers the car in the direction that it wants to go. And even though sometimes we can feel powerless over it, it still makes you a caring person. Makes you a good person. And there will be rewards for that somewhere down the line, I believe. So anyway, peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel on y'all way out. I want to thank y'all for coming through and checking out the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed broadcasting it. We will be back tomorrow night for a Daily Go Get a Business Show. I think Monday Night Football is tomorrow, and it's the home opener for the Eagles. So I'm going. So we have to see. We're going to see how it go. Yes, we will. Love is love, baby. All right, so because we're going to work something out. Peace to all my blog talk. We out of here. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, Lord.